Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Max and I were having a heated discussion. Good afternoon. Welcome to an unheated discussion about food, wine, and fun. This should be fun. When I get books that the cover just goes, yeah, I want that. And this one has one like that. It's called Delicious Gatherings. The author is Tara Bench. You know her as Tara Teaspoon. She was on in October of 2020 with her first book, Live Life Deliciously. There's a delicious theme here, Delicious Gatherings. You get the picture. We'll talk to her in just a second. Then we're going to talk about Zubily. It's right around the corner, September 10th, now a week from this weekend. And man, it's always a fun event. It's the only fundraiser for one of the best zoos in our country, Sedgwick County Zoo. And Jenica King will join us to share some of the latest and greatest things going on at the zoo as they busily get ready for this weekend event. And then, since we're talking about delicious gatherings and recipes to celebrate together, I hadn't done a sparkling wine lately for the wine of the week, so I picked one. And it's from Chandon, Domaine Chandon, of course, the first French concern to open a sparkling wine facility in California, in Napa. Domaine Chandon used to have one of the best restaurants in California. That's gone by the wayside, but they still make great wine. And this California Brut Rosé is on sale at Jacobs. It's about $20, and it's just so much wine for the money. And it doesn't have to be a celebration wine. It's just a wine, and it happens to have bubbles. And it goes great with food. And if you had this beautiful appetizer dish on the front of Delicious Gatherings, and you had a big flute of Chandon Brut Rosé, you would be a very happy camper, and I would be sitting next to you helping you consume. But I'm not, so let's just talk to Tara and see what this busy young lady has been up to. The resume is magnificent. It says, spent more than 20 years in the food publishing industry. And I have my doubts because she would have had to start at 9 years old, it looks like. But she's a food stylist. She's a writer. She worked with Martha Stewart at Martha Stewart Living and all the magazines associated. She's been on TV. You've seen her on the Today Show, the Food Network, as a show judge and a contestant. And more importantly, she lets us interrupt her weekend once again as the featured guest on The Good Life. Howdy, Tara.
Hey, thank you for having me. And anyone who will call me a young lady, I'm all for interrupting my weekend.
Well, you're cute as a little button. And and then I'm always so appreciative when I get to talk to somebody who is just so very busy. And when I go to your website and we look at, and folks, you can do that, TaraTeaspoon.com.
Yes.
And I see all that you're up to, and you got this book done. Okay, maybe a small, very small, silver lining from COVID. that you had time to do this, but to me, that intrigues me because I know what it's like to be busy, and busy people get more done than unbusy people.
Well, I definitely try. It is a busy time, and the cookbook was a huge project and took a lot of time, and now being able to get it out in the world and share it with people, that is another level of busy. So it's all good, though.
Yeah, it is all good. Thanks. All right, let's talk back. Give an overview. I think if I remember correctly, when we talked about Live Life Deliciously, a big influence in your life growing up was your mom, who kind of, home economics, good cook, blah, blah, blah. And that's where you got your interest in food?
I think so. You know, she did teach home economics for a few years when she was younger, before she had a family. And then she was just an amazing cook. And I was always by her side in the kitchen and enjoyed that. I enjoyed cooking. I enjoyed learning from her. And it was a fun thing for me. And so being able to study it at school and then go into it as a profession was amazing.
It had to be kind of fun working in the Martha Stewart kingdom. And I say that with respect, not disregard. I mean, that had to be an interesting time for you, I would think.
It really was. And that was my first job out of school. I was young, and it was hard. It was the most amazing work experience I've ever had. I learned so much, but it was also very hard. It was a political place, a lot of very talented people not managing staff well, but it was fantastic. It was a place to learn from the best of the best and to share recipes and beautiful things with millions of people that read the magazine. So there were so many really cool things about working at Martha Stewart.
I'm going to ask you a question. Don't want to put you on the spot. You can just say no and not answer it. But I would envision Martha Stewart as a stickler for detail and punctuality and food knowledge, but still probably someone who would be great to work for, especially in your case, as so young right out of school. Am I close?
You know, you hit it on the nose there. She demanded perfection because she strived for perfection. She was very regimented herself and very talented. And so she expected that of the people that worked at her company. And it was a very intense place to work. But if you think about it, like you said, she was inspiring and she was somebody who wanted to share all of these wonderful, beautiful things with as many people as possible. And so it was a very motivating place to work, and to see her run a business and be so commanding, she's quite a lady.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let's talk about the website. We're going to talk about the book, I promise. But me, you know, you've got so much information, and when I thumb through and I look at some of the recipes, and you know, there's just, yes, you want to copy the book, absolutely, but you just got a lot of information there. You got staff? I mean, you have help that helps you run the website and stuff?
You know, I am a very small business, and I don't have full-time staff, but I do have a wonderful team that they each put in a few hours a week to work on the Tara Teaspoon brand and help me get deliciousness out into the world. It's mostly behind the scenes. They'll help me with, you know, emails and the blog posts, making sure all the technical things are done. I have somebody helping me get my newsletter out to my readers every week. So I do have some extra hands, and it is so helpful.
Yeah, God. Well, but you can get so many great things. Aside from signing up to get the newsletter, I get free mini magazine full of refreshing drink ideas and smoothie ideas.
Yes.
And just a lot of good free stuff just for visiting.
It is. You know, that's the beauty of food blogs. And I got into food blogging after I was a magazine editor, so it was a very foreign world to me. But with blogging, it is true. I am putting out all of my information and my creations and my recipes and my tips for free. And that's good and hard. The good part is I get to share whatever I want and create whatever I want and share it on this website. And the hard part is I want people to come and visit because that helps me make ad money to pay for doing that. So it's a complicated business, but very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you just go look at pictures, and then we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that your course on Facebook, Tara Teaspoon, yes. INC Incorporated. And then mm-hmm. You also have a Twitter presence, same thing, at Tara Teaspoon, INC. But then, oh my goodness, even if you don't have an Instagram account, if you go to Instagram.com and type in Tara Teaspoon.
There I am.
And not only there you are, but the pictures. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, scratch and sniff would be cool. It'd be better if it was scratch and taste. But I just go thumbing through there, and I'm an idea guy. You know, I look at cookbooks, yeah. and I get an idea, and I go, now that's a – you have a recipe in here using harissa, a Middle Eastern spice, and I saw that. I go, God, that's a great idea, harissa with sweet potatoes, you know. And I look at these pictures, and then I got to get, which one can I click on? Which one can we do tonight? What are we doing next week? And that is the beauty of what you provide, and everyone else who does a free access blog and is on social media with these great photos and tips and techniques. So in that regard, good on you.
Hey, thank you. Yes, yeah. The beauty of having a cookbook and a blog is that I get to introduce people to maybe new to them ingredients. And harissa might be new to someone. But it's quite accessible at most grocery stores, and it's this beautiful Middle Eastern pepper paste, and it just adds a little something to your normal vegetables, to your normal meat marinade. And so that's what's so fun about being able to create my own recipes and share them.
Yeah, and then when somebody who has never had harissa, as an example, tastes it for the first time, and yes, it's a pepper paste, but don't think of it as some very hot, burn your mouth out mm-hmm. thing. I'm sure you could probably find one that's warmer than others, but it's just mm-hmm. an unusual aromatic flavoring issue that I can eat it with a spoon. Not a Tara teaspoon, but a bigger, it'd be, I don't know. I guess it would be a tubby tablespoon in my case. Well, all right, Tara, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk Delicious Gatherings. It's such a perfect book to come out. It's not out yet, but you can go to Tara's website, TaraTeaspoon.com, or you can go right to Amazon, get on the list so that you're one of the first ones to get a copy of Delicious Gatherings, Recipes to Celebrate Together. And here we are, and it's hard for me to believe this, but we're getting ready to come into the holiday season, and, mm-hmm. and the book is filled with that stuff. Tara, find the recipe for this beautiful dish on the front cover so we can talk about that when we come back.
Perfect.
I'm Guy Bauer. This is The Good Life. My guest is Tara Teaspoon. Well, it's Tara Bench. You can call her Tara Teaspoon. And the book is Delicious Gatherings. We'll talk about that after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 Auto Parts.